It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having a website that nobody wants to host. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hi.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, Facebook bots develop their own language, comics in the news, scamming scammers. Full show. Quick announcement before we get into this tonight. I will now be doing what is it? It's the cyber from the cyber desk on the syndicated America Morning News all across the land. I'll be doing cyber reports.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. So several times a week, giving little bits of knowledge like we do on the show, but in shorter form without the conversation. Although I will still be adding some yucks in there. Not going to lie. Okay. We get to plug our website, davinsden.com. So just started doing that today. Just sent them three for this week.
Fantastic.
It is kind of good, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Nazi-rific things to get to.
Nazi-rific.
Kind of our thing. Last week was the week to do it, but it wasn't quite the Nazi stuff I wanted to talk about last week.
There's so much.
Just to rehash what everybody else has rehashed, didn't really scratch my itch. But
right.
there's been new developments with the Nazi march in Charlottesville. Which kind of do scratch my itch. So we'll do some Nazi news.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
It turns out being a Nazi or a white supremacist, not so popular.
What?
I know. Who would have thunk? I mean, they know how to draw a crowd, but they're not so popular. There's various efforts going on to disrupt them. None of these are violent, by the way, we're going to discuss.
Right.
But the first one, people are exposing the people in the Charlottesville March. All those people that were so happy to have their little pictures taken with their little tiki torches and their polo shirts and their cargo pant little shorts on and their little stupid ugly white faces.
It's like they stopped at a Home Depot in a Gap on the way there.
Somebody went to the strip mall. Yeah. Want to go to Hot Topic? No, too dangerous. Yeah, this is seriously what it was. They got a little bit of everything. They stink. But anyway. So Logan Smith is the man behind the Twitter account, at Yes You're Racist. Love the handle. I'm glad he didn't have to get like a 1 or a 2 or a 69 for that.
Because there were so many others.
He got the first one.
Yes You're Racist.
Yeah, at 1 You're Racist 764. It kind of takes the sting out of it.
It does.
You know?
Like, well, there's a whole army of them. But no, he's the guy.
Yes You're Racist.
He's numero uno.
He began posting photos of alleged white supremacist protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. One of the people Smith outed has since been fired from his job at Berkeley, a California hot dog stand. I figured it'd be a German food meat treat. Frankenfutter.
A schnitzel stand?
Figures probably heaping extra sauerkraut on everybody, whether they want it or not.
Yeah, right. What are people going to think when we hand out sauerkraut?
With extra krauts?
Another picture screaming and holding a tiki torch claims he's been misrepresented as an angry racist.
Aww.
He didn't look jovial, I'll tell you that.
He wasn't there to get mosquitoes.
You know? Filled with citronella. Nobody...
See, well, now, if all he had was one of those little, like, those things that you, a Bunsen burner or the thing that you put underneath your catering, I wouldn't have worried. But it's a tiki torch.
Well, the tiki torches have kind of got a stigma now. Like, if I want to have a barbecue and I don't want mosquitoes to put three torches around my house, then I got people trying to, he's a Nazi.
Just don't wear polo shirts and cargo shorts and you'll be fine.
Fine. Okay, more casual than that when I barbecue. Yes. Okay.
Another was disowned by his family. Another, Kyle Quinn, was more than 1,000 miles away from Charlottesville at the time of the protest. A case of mistaken identity that brought a wave of threats and accusations of racism so large that Quinn felt unsafe in his home. Still another was James Alex Fields Jr., who murdered anti-racist protester Heather Heyer. This is called doxing, which means the digital release of private information without consent, typically as a display of power or blackmail. What a Yes You're Racist did is not technically doxing, since the information released was not private, since it was a public event in a public park. The participants were not wearing masks, because they're proud, This makes it easier to harass and possibly dangerous to those that have been doxxed. Doxing has been used by both the far right and the far left as a tool to gain justice. You know what? In this case, I'm kind of a fan of doxing for these type of people.
I actually don't think that the word doxing is appropriate for this because it wasn't providing personal information. The site wasn't providing personal information on these people. It was providing the pictures.
And the names.
And the
and maybe where they live.
Well, the people that wrote in were providing those things. And then they're like, oh, there you go. But I mean, it is a dual-edged sword because the one guy that he had a...
You got to be careful. That's the thing. You got to be careful with
this. False identity.
Yeah, you really got to be on point.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, what they did was, what they did, I feel, is a good source of retribution over these people. But you have to be careful on that because this one fella, innocent person 1,000 miles away. And you want to know something? With that information, if that stays there, this could affect this guy 1,000 miles away. Mm-hmm. That's not a Nazi. Never bothered anybody's life. Getting a job, and so on. So it's in that respect, are you harming more people through misrepresentation?
Well, I don't think you're harming more, but one is too many.
Yeah, that's too many. For the guy feared for his life.
Right.
I like vigilante justice in some ways when it comes to this. Like, I like Anonymous sometimes when they do things.
Yeah.
But I almost would feel a little bit better. I mean, big government, call me crazy. If the big government, if government would do, go, hey, we know the people that were marching.
Yeah.
If the government, because hopefully they would fact check and source check.
That's the key thing.
Because I do believe that you would dissuade people from acting the fool, so to speak, if there was a fear like, hey, this could come back. You might lose your job. You might be in danger now because now we know what a racist pig you are.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go back behind the sheets.
Let
them go back in the sheets. Listen, we've never got rid of racism, despite what some think. Not you, Joe.
No, we have not.
No, we haven't got rid of, not that I know of anyway. You think that way, but I kind of prefer it. I don't think he does. I think
that racism has been over the years getting better until the past couple of years where it's been a firestorm.
Well, it's better, but I think it's always been there. It's just we've kept it in the shadows.
Yeah.
And now it's full frontal for everybody.
Right.
I think I'm in the minority where it's like, I don't mind it. I prefer it in the shadows. I don't want it marching down Main Street.
I don't want people being proud of their racism and gloating about
it. Right.
I don't want to squash... I don't want to squash First Amendment rights. However, First Amendment does not mean that it's without repercussions.
First Amendment does not protect us.
Is not protected.
No. This if you're inciting violence, it's not protected.
Right.
So this is not.
I just wanted to make that clear.
Right. No. I mean, so I kind of like this, but you got to be 100% sure. You can't be think. Well, I think it's this guy, and call him a Nazi. You need to really be 1,000% sure before you start outing these people. But if you're 1,000% sure, have at it. Let's fire the guy from his big gig at the hot dog stand.
Ooh.
What's the matter? Why are you shaking your head?
I'm because a lot of these people are uneducated. Stupid.
I love the uneducated.
But they're uneducated and stupid. You'll never find one getting fired from like his lucrative, six-figure job.
No, that's not true. That's not true. They're everywhere.
I don't think there's much there.
Listen, I think more of them work at the hot dog stand.
Yeah.
But don't fool you. Don't fool yourself.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of them that are in the upper socioeconomic echelon. They're just not marching through the campus with a tiki torch.
So the Daily Stormer, which is a well-known white supremacist website, is having a problem finding a home since the march on Charlottesville. GoDaddy evicted after the site published an article disparaging Heather Heyer, who was killed by that Nazi.
The car. Yeah.
GoDaddy said the Stormer violated their terms of service. The Stormer went to Google, and they were promptly kicked off Google. And then the Daily Stormer went to Russia, and Russia said, "Nyet." So currently, they are now on the dark web.
Or at least that's what's supposed. I don't know if people know that for a fact.
Well, either way, their sphere of influence
is
much diminished.
They must have gone
to
the
dark
web.
Vanguard America, which is another white supremacist site, was kicked off WordPress after their members marched on Charlottesville. An Uber driver kicked out 3 well-known white supremacists from the car. I like the fact that they're well-known and that they're still freely working through society.
Well, no, they're in the back, and they're like, the Uber driver's like, out!
Out!
out. Nine?
Nine.
Schnell.
No ride for you.
The Uber execs personally thanked the driver. Airbnb cracked down on people using their services who were renting to white supremacists for parties during the rally. Who the hell's having a white supremacist party?
I'm sure the people, the white supremacists, that's the answer.
Apple has cut off Apple Pay support for certain websites that sell clothing or other products with Nazi and white supremacist symbols and slogans. Website security company Cloudflare and email newsletter service SendGrid also dropped the white supremacist website. Discord, which is supposed to be a voice chat program for online gamers, had by 2017 become the alt-right's favorite chat app, as the Times reported. A Times reporter monitored a far-right Discord server as it organized for the Charlottesville rally and saw swastikas and praise for Hitler in the chat rooms. That could have been our show when we started in Anthony's place.
There was lots of that.
Yeah, it certainly was. My parents were not pleased. Discord executives knew about such hate groups before the rally, the Times reported, but cracked down only after the marches devolved into violence. What do they think they were coming? Did the march and have cookies?
I know. Was it a picnic?
I don't understand.
You know what? Unfortunately, you have the right to free speech until it gets up to the point of violence.
Well, or inciting riots. It doesn't have to get to violence. You're inciting violence.
Or inciting violence.
When you're coming into town and you're, you know, the Jews will not replace us, yeah, you're inciting violence. And let me tell you something. Jews don't want the gig at the hot dog stand. When you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, that's when you got to worry about the Jews replacing you.
But also, you know, blood and soil. If you're chanting Nazi slogans while you're walking
through
inciting
town, violence.
You're inciting violence.
Yes.
Let's see. So GoFundMe told Reuters that it shut down several campaigns to raise money for the man accused of driving a car into a crowd of counter-protesters at the rally.
Oh, my God. GoFundMe. Who is going to contribute
Can
to
you
that?
Imagine?
Nazis.
Yeah.
Other people of like minds.
People name their children
Hitler. We've covered that.
Hitler.
I don't think that guy has a lot of money.
Something tells me no.
PayPal
certainly is not spending it on dentistry.
PayPal will announce it will bar hate groups from receiving donations. Facebook has blocked people from sharing a Daily Stormer article attacking the dead protester unless the person who shares it explicitly condemns the post.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do you guys think of corporate America making it more difficult for white supremacists to get their message out and communicate?
I think it's a good idea.
Love
Why did
it.
Why it take so damn long?
Well, often it does take tragedy. But, you know, this is just corporate America. You can't say freedom of speech, man. This is just private companies saying, hey, we don't want you on our platform.
I know, but they were already violating their terms of service. So why did it take so damn long?
Because of media attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad it's happening. Don't get me wrong. But I just think that it's like anything. Anybody's making money. It's like, oh, that makes it look bad for us. That's hurting our brand. Oh, now we're going to be offended. Yeah.
I think this is going to push these groups back into the shadows.
Good.
Because they're going to lose a lot of mainstream ways that we all communicate.
Yeah, good. They should not be allowed to use mainstream media.
Chris Cantwell, who is prominently featured in the tremendous Vice documentary on Charlottesville, I encourage everybody to check it out. It's on HBO On Demand. You can also find it on YouTube. He was prominently featured. He's been kicked off Facebook. Facebook said Wednesday that profiles for Cantwell and his podcast, he's a podcaster, have been removed for violating policies of hate speech. Told you podcasting's not the future, Joe.
Well, for racists.
No. Cantwell said Wednesday that the social network was trying to silence his political views, adding, everybody is going through extraordinary lengths to make sure we are not heard.
Because you're Nazis.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, because it's their company and they don't want you playing on it. That's
right.
It's the same thing when anybody gets blocked. It's their company. Create your own platform. So you guys are happy with Facebook banning him?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There's a couple of videos of Chris Cantwell circling.
There's the one...
That he's in the documentary, he's prominently featured, he's a tough guy.
Right.
And then there's the one where you put up a little bit afterwards, he was afraid!
I can't believe that he put that up.
He's crying! Everybody's so being mean after he said he was going to kill people if necessary. After he was such a tough guy when he had all his guns and he said he's training to be violent. Now he's afraid!
You didn't see Hitler cry.
Well, no, he just killed himself like the coward he was.
At least he cried in a bunker where nobody could see him.
Chris
Come
Cantwell.
On.
Take your idol's advice. Kill yourself. Chris Cantwell has been kicked off OkCupid.
This kills me.
It's shocking that a white supremacist is having a hard time getting a date.
Well, dressed like Cupid. A little Nazi armband. I shall shoot you in the heart, and you will fall in the love.
In a series of tweets, OKCupid, owned by Match.com, said it had kicked Cantwell off the platform after being alerted of his profile. We were alerted that white supremacist Chris Cantwell was on OKCupid within 10 minutes.
Sorry.
We
alerted of his profile. Hey, you got a Nazi on there, you know.
Can you imagine the emails that flew around OKCupid's office?
They tweeted out, if any OKCupid members came across people involved in hate groups, please report it. Are you surprised that a white supremacist is having a hard time finding a date? There was mostly men at those little marches.
I am kind of surprised that he's having trouble finding a date. Oh, there have to be females in his little circle of hate.
I think it's ironic that now he's posing as a Nigerian prince.
That would never happen.
I think these bans are going to have an impact. And I think a lot of these people that aren't really sure, aren't that convinced, but they think it's the cool thing to do, because I think there's a lot of that, I think they're going to move on to something else.
Yeah.
What do you mean people who think it's a cool thing to do?
I don't think everybody's a hardcore white supremacist that was marching. I think like, oh, well, here's a bunch of like-minded people, and I'm angry. So this
I'm
seems
angry.
And this seems like a good thing to do. Let's do this. And then you find out, like, all the things that you enjoy in your life you no longer can partake in, like Facebook and, you know, PayPal and all that other stuff. I think they're going to go, all right, I'll move on to something else. Not that they are going to become good people.
No.
But they're just not going to be as involved.
Yeah.
I think it has a dampening effect. I applaud corporate America.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be hard for these white supremacists to get their own platforms, since many computer techs are Asians and Indians.
I don't think they're down with the Nazis. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, there's not too many pasty white guys in Louisiana that can really set up a network for you. But we decided to come up with a dating profile for Chris Cantwell, since he's having a hard time getting a date, and create our own platform, a Nazi platform.
Yes.
Pip, why don't you start us off?
Well, I think that the obvious Nazi platform for dating is J-Hate.
I like J-Hate.
Yes.
Joe, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, I have a platform and a read for that.
Well, first do the platform and then give his bio.
Okay. The platform that they would have would be March.com.
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 Do you have a read for March?
I most certainly are.
Okay. Give me the read for March.
Are you superior but lonely? Does KKK also mean kiss, kiss, kiss? If you're looking for love, then goose-step your way over to the hottest new date site for Nazi white supremacists, March.com. Find people just like you who are narrow-minded, misguided, who like guns and not only want one master race but want to find love. So come on, what do you have to lose? You're not going to go to J-Date, are you? Nine! Just one click and maybe you can find the one you want to tie the Nazi with.
Very good.
Tie the Nazi with.
My platform would be called Plenty of Whitefish. Or OKKKA stupid. Pip, why don't you give us what Chris Cantwell's new search might look like?
I think that Chris would have a profile that says something like, I'm looking for laughs and selfies in Auschwitz. Long, romantic, tiki-lit walks through college campuses. Completely degrading sexual experiences. Beatings for singing along with the radio when a song by a filthy Jew comes on. Hit me up on jhate.com.
Nice.
About Chris Cantwell. About me, I'm an anti-Semitic, alt-right, shock jock, unapologetic fascist who spews white nationalist propaganda. I see myself as a writer, videographer, a radio personality who has a sensitive side and will break down at the slightest side of an arrest warrant. About you, not a Jew. Must like long walks, holding banners, love to yell slurs. The gym, not afraid to have somebody else's opinion yelled in their face, and prefers to wear mace instead of perfume. First date, we could go for a romantic night at a college with some tiki lamps. Then we could go shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond at a white sale to buy sheets. And then back to my place to clean guns and dream of a superior race.
Very nice. He sounds dreamy.
Romantic.
My name is Chris, but my friends call me Weepy. I am looking for a woman with low self-esteem, looking to blame others for their shortcomings, who is a good breeder. Higher education degree is not necessary. In fact, the less education, the better. I'm an avid podcaster. I also have TV credits.
Yes, you do.
I'm kind of a big deal to a very small group of people. I enjoy long walks in the park with my like-minded friends. I'm a big fan of select group activities like chanting and marching. Right now, I'm a bit cash-strapped, so I can't take you to a luau, but I do have some tiki torches laying around. I never feel more manly than when I have all my guns on me. I feel safe and secure. They are my own little snuggie. When I don't know you, I talk tough. But once you get to know me, you'll see that I really am little more than a big crier.
Wow.
Turn on the History Channel. Up until about three quarters of the way through each show. I hate the endings. I find them very sad. Turn off yarmulkes, turbans, the teachings of Jesus.
Wow.
At the end of the day, I just want to be held. Just not by Jews, blacks, Asians, Hispanics, or gays. Well, maybe gays. If you are interested, please swipe Reich.
Oh, nice.
All right, we'll be back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
We are back. So, little development in Terminator world. Facebook has shut down a controversial chatbot experiment that saw two artificial intelligence develop their own language to communicate. Researchers at the Facebook AI Research Lab, FAIR, found that they had deviated from script and were inventing new phrases without any human input. Facebook wanted the bots that could talk to people, but these bots were talking to each other. As part of the learning process, they set up two bots, known as dialogue agents, to teach each other human speech and using machine learning algorithms. The bots were originally left alone to develop their conversational skills. When the experimenters returned, they found out that the AI software had begun to deviate from normal speech. The new language...
a little scary.
Yeah.
Just
a little bit.
The new language was more efficient for communications between the bots, but was not helpful in achieving the task they had been set to do. Facebook's artificial intelligence researchers announced last week they had broken new ground by giving the bots the ability to negotiate and make compromises. The technology pushes forward the ability to create bots that can reason, converse, and negotiate, all the key steps in building a personalized digital assistant, said researchers Mike Lewis Batra in a blog post. In the latest code developed by Facebook, bots will be able to dialogue and to engage start-to-finish negotiations with other bots or people while arriving at common-sense decisions or outcomes, they wrote. But the bots can also find ways to be sneaky. In some cases, bots initially feign interest in valueless items only later to compromise by conceding it, an effective negotiating tactic that people use regularly. This behavior was not programmed by the researchers, but was discovered by the bot as a method for trying to achieve its goals, they said. The bots were also trained to never give up. The new agents held longer conversations with humans, in turn accepting deals less quickly. While people can sometimes walk away with no deal, the model in this experiment negotiates until it achieves a successful outcome. So do you think they should have stopped this experiment?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so.
It's a lot of scary.
Before the computers overthrow their human overlord.
Yeah, and that's what they were doing.
That's what they were starting doing.
They were starting to talk to each other.
In their own language?
Yeah, they should have stopped. Slow down.
This is one of the things I'm talking about on America's Morning News. One of the things, because I think it's interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you say they slow down. I think they got... We might have to put a halt to this artificial... we all love it.
Yeah.
It makes our life better, our computers better, our ovens better, all this stuff that we love, our smartphones better. But eventually, they're gonna win.
Yeah, they are gonna. They're gonna take.
We're gonna have to send Trump in to negotiate with the AI leader.
Be a long time with both of them.
Hal, I'm sorry. I don't think that you need to lower.
That's
the temperature.
That's exactly.
The temperature is perfect for you right now. No, I'm sorry. I don't want to unlock that door. I don't think it's safe for you to go outside right now.
And who would think, like, that movie 2001 Space Oddity was from...
Stanley Kubrick.
1969, I think?
I think it was around then.
You know, and...
How friggin' frightening is it?
And it's actually coming to fruition.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. We could get to the point where we can't shut it down.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's very... They came close.
All right. So you guys can see this turning out like Terminator?
Terrifying,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, like 2001 Space Odyssey. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
This is Davin's Den.
do some comics in the news.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
In India, the U.S. government is implementing a unique counterterrorism program aimed at diminishing the online influence of terror groups like ISIS by making fun of them. Sign me up.
Yeah.
I can do that. Get a couple terrorists sitting in here. I'll rip them to shreds.
Joe, run.
Until he hit a button and he ripped you to shreds.
Well, that's a different game. I thought we were doing verbal gymnastics.
You got to set the ground rules with those guys.
Yeah, set a little metal detector outside the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you go through it, so why not them?
Right.
Standing next to a whiteboard, of course it was, that reads Fighting Terror with Comedy, Martha Mathar, who is a counterterrorism expert and former writer for The Onion, is joined by East India Comedy, wildly popular collective of stand-up comedians and sketch writers based in Mumbai, who, like the other comedians in attendance, have been invited by the U.S. government to participate due to their influential social media accounts and online presence. They screen and discuss East India's comedy's latest video sketch, I Want to Quit ISIS, which spoofs one of the man's attempt to quit the terrorist group. It is set in a boring run-of-the-mill business office where the man's efforts to quit the terror group turn into a bureaucratic nightmare as he's forced to debate his boss on the tenets of Islam, all while artfully highlighting the contradiction of ISIS ideology and methods. There are a few government-controlled YouTube accounts put out by anti-ISIS videos. The Global Engagement Center by the State Department has put out 42 videos in the last couple of years, but they've gotten a combined 55,000 views. Mathar said. Most of the State Department videos have hundreds of, or a few thousand videos, although there are some exceptions. One video that pairs extremely violent and graphic content with irony has close to a million views, but that video is several years old. I Want to Quit ISIS got well over a million views in just a few weeks.
Wow.
The goal is to create videos that look more like a movie and less like a PSA. And while Mathar has led the U.S. government on board, he anticipated a hard time getting an influential comedy group to publicly mock ISIS. This is a risky ask when you ask someone to make a video that criticizes ISIS or some other terrorist group. That's a lot to ask because you're asking them to put themselves out there and put themselves potentially in harm's way, and no one wants to attract the ire of ISIS, Mathar said. I never really found there to be a risk in it because I'm Muslim anyways, laughed Banatwala, and I've made all the terrorist jokes about having like four wives and blowing yourself up and a harem and not drinking and pork and all that, and I've never really felt any problems. So to Mathar's surprise, none of the comedians had any reservations despite knowing the inherent risk involved. Mathar even recalled one comedian explaining that while they usually get approached by brands to sell soda or potato chips, they've never had the opportunity to do something as important as fighting terrorism. Mathar is hopeful that the Trump administration will see the value in continuing this program. I do think the new administration is uniquely poised to appreciate exactly what we're doing, and that's because who better understands and who better appreciates how effective social media and entertainment can be in spreading a message than President Trump, Mathar said. I like the program.
I like the program, too. The basic element of comedy is taking anything that angers us, anything that scares us, anything that, you know, might threaten us, and make fun of it. Which breaks it down to it takes the sting out of it, it weakens it, mm-hmm. and makes it, you know, and
also people who are bullies like ISIS generally don't have a good sense of humor, and that really pisses them off.
Oh yeah. They don't want to laugh at themselves.
Yeah,
at all.
They get pissed off at jokes. They can't focus on other things.
Complain to the club manager. I don't know. I like that.
But I think I think that people who are being influenced by ISIS and being brought into the groups by their recruitment techniques, that this gives them another opportunity to look at them as a source of, hey, wait a minute, they're hypocrites and they're awful, and look at how silly they look in this.
ISIS becomes the punchline.
Yeah.
So much of anti-ISIS stuff is fear them because they're so scary and they're terrible people, which is attractive to a certain element. If you feel powerless, joining a group of people that makes you feel powerful is intoxicating.
Yeah.
But if you're the punchline, you're not so powerful.
Yeah, you don't look cool anymore to disenfranchised youth.
Right.
It's like, oh man, I'm going to join the clown car.
Also, if they're goofing on them and ripping them apart, it will also make their ideology look even more foolish.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
I don't know if I'd be afraid to do this or not. I mean, what I do with the terror, with the scammers can be scary at times.
Yeah.
But because I have a family, I don't know if I could do what these guys are doing.
I think they're very brave in doing what they're doing, and I would also have reservations on doing it. I think, you know, either, but if you do feel that this, you know, ISIS and, you know, is threatening your religion,
yeah.
your well-being, you might, you know, it's like being a patriot. You know,
yeah. Oh, this is definitely patriotic.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
So it's being a patriot, just putting yourself out there for the good of many.
Yeah, I think that I would also be afraid because you see how incredibly psychotic and vicious they are.
Yeah, I mean, they go after cartoonists.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you know, anybody, I haven't watched the videos, but I know what the content of their horrible videos are and what they do to
people. Oh, the ISIS videos.
The ISIS videos.
I thought you were talking about Joe's stand-up clips.
Yeah, they're terrifying. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, Joe. But
don't apologize. What show are you on?
I don't know. I had a moment. Sorry.
You ruined it.
I would be afraid, but I think that if I had seen people in my neighborhood being afraid for their lives because of these idiots, you know, these vicious human beings that are perverting the rule of,
I think that's a good point. When you see, like, fortunately, we haven't really experienced ISIS close to home yet, fortunately. But I think that's a good point. When you see it in your neighborhood, mm-hmm. in your mosque, mm-hmm. affecting your people, I think it does make you a little braver.
Yes.
But oddly enough, even though you know they can reach, go, you know what, I got to fight back. I have to do this.
Yeah, it's one thing on an ideological level, to think that something is wrong and you're fighting against it. But when it hits home, it hits your family, it hits your community, it gives you that extra oomph. Good for these guys.
I think this is the highest calling a comedian can have.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
Do some scamming scammers. Pip's favorite thing in the world.
Yes, I love it.
It's what she lives for.
My stories.
Your stories.
Get the popcorn.
Stop talking. So when we last left off, Jane, you know, just kind of wanted to make it better. And I was saying, I don't know if I can trust you. They just seem like words.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jane says, baby, why not now? I'm honest with you. And I will hurt your feelings. And I will hurt your feelings. I love you, babe. Will you help me out from the trash? I'm in here. Talk to me, dear.
What?
She Oscar the Grouch?
Maybe.
I love scams.
I go, before I can help you, we need to get back to us. What?
What do you mean?
Like, to our good spot.
Oh,
like,
when did that develop? The first minute and a half?
To be honest, Jane and I have not really had an us.
You have not had a sweet spot with this one.
No, this whole relationship is ridiculous.
It is.
I mean, this really shows how bad these scammers are.
This one is. This is the bad end of the scale.
Like, yeah.
She does not schmooze.
Which is kind of amazing. I've been able to keep her going for this long.
I know.
She goes, okay, darling, but the woman I'm borrowing Wi-Fi from, she's angry now, and the school also. Maybe if I renew my connection and pay the school, I think we'll be at peace. I think that's the only way out. I won't be here always. I won't be here always be with you. Talk to me.
She's trying to force your hand to pay for the cable.
That'll work out well.
Yeah, I won't be around for you.
I go, why is the school angry?
Yeah.
On May 16th, she writes, I borrowed money from the school and they want their money back. Good morning. How was your night? I hope you felt the breeze of my love. Thought it was a fart.
Oh, honey, please stop. I'm downwind.
Is that a fart? No, it was the breeze of my love. We need to see other people.
Immediately.
That's a terrible euphemism.
The breeze of my love. I go, that is not how loans work. She goes, no, they told me deadline day to pay back. Are you there? Not fine, because you're not happy with me. Talk to me. I go, or what? May 17th, she goes, hello? Good morning, and how was your night? How are you, dear? You mean my exams? Like, she's like, these are like later on in the day. She's writing,
okay.
And I'm not responding. I go, good afternoon. Are you getting ready for finals? She goes, talk to me. I go, yes, your final exams. May 18th. She goes, yes, we are starting next week, but I won't be allowed to do my exam if I don't pay back their money.
Wow.
I go, seems like the perfect time to talk to your lawyer.
Was it Mr. Cheesecake? What was his name again?
What was his name?
Oh, it's something food,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh,
Danish.
Yeah. Mr. Danish.
Mr.
Yeah.
Danish.
Mr. Danish.
Mr. How can we forget? Such a delicious lawyer.
Oh, makes me hungry every time.
Sure. Jane goes, he's still in Dubai for a project. Can't you help me? I go, this clearly is a legal matter. She goes, answer me, babe. Can't you help me?
He's getting icing and walnuts put on him.
Delicious. Delicious. I go, I'm sure I could. She goes, then help me, darling. It's getting late here. I go, how would I do that? May 19th, she goes, you will go to Walmart and send it with this address below. Name Oja Olawatoyin Stella.
Irish girl.
Sure.
Bless you.
Nigeria, Lagos, zip code 234. Good morning, babe. Talk to me, dear, throughout the day, and we'll come back.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
Whoopsie.
Stay off, I says.
Whoopsie.
So she wants me to talk to her, so I go, hey. She goes, how are you, darling? Please, are you helping me today? I'm always she goes, I'm always troubled. I go, you're
no
always
kidding.
I go, you're always troubled. Did somebody put a curse on you? Let's see. And that was May 20th. So let me just get to where we need to be.
Well, of course she's always troubled because she's causing trouble for all kinds of other people.
Of course.
You know, I mean, she's such an idiot. Well, and the thing is, at least if you're going to go for the money, at least try to put in a little bit of smoothness, a little finesse. All this, I love you, darling. Well, prove it. Prove a little bit before you start begging for the dough.
Pip Helix here to help your scamming game.
I don't think she has the time to do it because he's over here going, well, let's talk about us. Let's, you know, it's like...
Yeah, well, also now we're not instant messaging, so it's on, like, email, so it's harder now.
Yeah.
May 21st, she goes, no, I was troubled because of the money I owe them. Babe, we are starting the exam on Tuesday. Please, will you help me? Tomorrow? Monday? I go, I don't even know if we have a Walmart around here. I've never been there. The stuff they sell is kind of cheaply made.
Isn't she a dope? She knows you have to go to Malmart.
May 29th, 8 days past. May 29th.
Wow.
She writes, crying louder. I'm out aloud for the exam, dear, but it's not too late. If I can get the money, please search around. I know there will be a Walmart around the town. I'm sure about that.
Eight days later? You know, on her part, what sense of urgency does she really have if she's so desperate that she's waiting 8 days to get back? Please, please, please. 8 days. Please.
I
mean, really? Really?
Well, she, you know, her argument would be, you know, she doesn't have the Wi-Fi.
Mm. Yeah, but did she go on vacation? I mean, why 8 days?
Maybe there's nobody to replace her.
Yeah, really.
There's no one to forward her calls. Please search around. I know there will be a Walmart around the town. I'm sure about that. I'm dropping the info again. Again, Oja Olawatoyin Stella, Nigeria, Lagos, 234. Please help me.
I believe you have to write that down. You just can't remember that?
I'm dropping the info again. What, my album drops in a week? What is this kind of language?
May 30th, 2017. I go, school is over. Because remember, I knew when her school was ending.
Yeah.
She goes, the school is not over yet, and the exam is still going on, darling. It's not too late yet for me.
It's a two-week
exam?
Use Google to search the function where it is around you. Please, I don't want to labor lost.
I mean, enough for nothing. You know the bar is 2 days. This is 2 weeks.
I know.
The bar exists 2 days, right?
Well, the first thing when she said, when she said search around, I'm picturing you going through the couch cushions looking for coins. I mean, like, search around.
She goes, I've been suffering here. Please help, darling, so that I can get my certificate and get back home in time. I'm tired of this S and messes every day. Hmm. I'm sure you don't like all that I'm facing here. I know you want me and you be at peace always. I love you. Please get the money sent. June 5th, I respond.
I'd like to see how everybody's getting around to things in this segment.
It's different now without the messaging.
Yeah.
It's just email.
Wow, I don't put this kind of pressure on my husband, and you guys have known each other for a hot minute.
Wow.
I go, I don't understand. When we met at the end of March, you said you had two more months of school. That takes you to the end of May. It is now June. This makes no sense to me.
Oh, look at your timekeeping. Oh, you're killing her.
Hey, details.
She's like, Ratson, Fratson, double Ratson.
How dare you look at a calendar.
June 18th, she responds.
Wow.
Try to understand me. I told you all that I'm facing here. It was the money I owe the school that's still delaying me here. Dear, you don't need to go to Walmart before you send me the money. You do it online.
I'm sorry. All that I'm facing here, which is a pretty much a leisurely pace.
No reason to fret.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Google search MoneyGram transfer. Here is the info. Again, and Stella, you know, Nigeria, Lagos 234. Please help me and let me get out of this mess. June 19th, I respond. Jane, I thought we were broken up.
Wow.
July 3rd, she responds.
July 3rd?
July 3rd.
Like a half a month later.
She goes, now I know you don't want to help me out. July 4th, I respond.
Well, at least you have a little more sense of urgency in this time around.
Yeah, really?
Sure, I do. Really? 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 Oh. Really?
Very apropos, too.
This is sounding like an email to me.
Maybe if you were my girlfriend, but you disappear for weeks at a time. For all I know, you're screwing the cheetah.
So there.
You're screwing the cheetah. Funny. If you're on the other end of this, you're like, what?
July 7th, she responds, you caused all this mess.
What?
July 8th, she goes, it's just that you are a very stingy man and a heartless human being. After so many problems I told you I'm facing here, you don't need to give me any excuse. You knew the reason why I can't message you, of course.
What?
Why?
July 9th, she goes, I know you won't reply me. July 10th, I go, I just replied.
Nah.
Neater, neater, neater.
Perhaps you don't know me as well as you think. July 11th, she goes, are you trying to say you're not stingy? How can you prove to me? July 12th, I go, I don't like the name calling, Jane. You promised me forever. Now you're being mean and cruel like all the rest. Really? 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 Sad face.
Triggered. It's a keystroke. Hold on.
I don't know if she's stupid.
Well, that's part of it.
Stupid, yes. Still stubborn, or intrigued.
Yeah. No, I don't think she's intrigued, Joe. Let's see. Should we go a little bit more or should we stop?
A little bit more.
August 3rd, she goes, I think if we, it's August 3rd, it's almost a month later.
Really?
She goes, I think if we continue like this, it is a bad option. I think we need to be peaceful with you because I love you so much. But before of what I'm facing here made me like this, I'm sorry, Davin, my king and my sweetheart. Kisses. I'm missing you, darling. I'm seriously crying now. I know I had it wrong to you, my king. Please forgive me and let me have space in your heart. Talk to me, darling. And we'll leave it there.
Oh, man.
And we'll talk. Remind me, I want to talk about what I think happened there.
Okay.
Write that down, Pip.
Okay.
You're here next week, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
As far as I know.
As far as I know. Because I definitely want to discuss that going forward.
Yeah. I think that it's really strange that she made such big chunks of time disappear.
Yes. All right. Pip, anything?
No.
Joe?
No.
Monday, August 28th, I will be on the Boris and Robin show at approximately 8 a.m. Eastern Time. You can listen wherever you want on WPDH.com. I will be also on the Ward and Al show on Sirius XM Canada Talks at approximately 2 p.m. Eastern. They are channel 167 on Sirius XM. At 10 p.m. Eastern, we will be on CNBC's show American Greed on the second half of the show. So that will be somewhere around 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Listen to the whole show unedited, all 3+ hours. Davinsden.com. Also iHeartRadio. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.